Our scripture lesson this morning comes from John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 26th verse. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Would you please pray? May mighty God, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. Lord, our strength, our rock, and our redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray, and let us all say. So it's almost Christmas, and a father asks his wife, what should we get for our 3-year-old son for Christmas? The wife realizes that their son is right in the next room, probably listening. So she says, I think he wants an FIRETRUCK. Our theme for Advent is, it's almost Christmas. When you hear almost Christmas, what we often think of is time. Christmas is almost here. I remember I got an email in early October, and it said, only 12 more shopping days till Christmas. Only 12 more shopping Saturdays, excuse me, till Christmas. Now that I think about it, there's only 3 shopping Saturdays until Christmas. But don't panic, because almost Christmas isn't about time. The theme almost Christmas is more about authenticity. It's almost Christmas is like saying it's almost steak. It looks like steak. It smells like steak, but it just doesn't taste like steak. It's a good imitation. It's close, but it's not the real thing. There's a comic strip of Dennis the Menace where Dennis is sitting on a pile of Christmas wrapping paper and boats and gloves and games and planes and gadgets and gizmos on Christmas Day. They're strewn out all across his living room. And Dennis is sitting on top of it all, and he looks up at his parents and he asks, is that all? It's funny, but it's also poignant. A room full of toys and presents almost satisfies. But deep within, we, like Dennis, are left wondering, isn't something missing? It looks like Christmas, it smells like Christmas, but sadly, it's not the real thing. Our church-wide Advent study is almost Christmas, and it's based off a sermon by John Wesley that he preached to his fellow Oxford University colleagues. And he preached it in 1741, and the sermon was called Almost Christian. In the sermon, John Wesley describes a person who on the surface has all the wrappings and all the outward appearances of godliness. They practice decency. They go to church. But I think that John Wesley, like Dennis the Menace, would look at them and ask, is that all? Isn't there something more to being a Christian? Here's what I want to say. We can never fully be Christian without the grace of God in Jesus Christ. That's worth saying again. We can never be fully Christian without the grace of God in Jesus Christ. We can do all the good deeds we want. We can sing all of the hymns we want, go to church as much as we want. But until we receive by faith the gift of God in Jesus Christ, we will always be almost Christians. In the same light, we can do all of the decorating that we want, cook all the meals we want, wrap all the presents we want. But until we add Christ, it's almost Christmas. Well, during the next 4 weeks, what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate Advent and focus on the coming of Christ by looking at 4 different aspects of Christ. Christ's peace, his hope, joy, and love. And this week, I want to focus on Christ's peace. Can you say that with me? Christ's peace. We need the peace of Christ because, unfortunately, we are so easily angered. There's so many things that upset us, distress us, and set us off. I read an article this week that said 10% of the turkeys cooked over Thanksgiving were not just overcooked, but burnt. Now, you can imagine that in all of those households, people were not just sad, but they were upset about their burnt turkey. But I want to share with you five good things that can come out of burnt turkey. So here's the first thing that comes out of burnt turkey that's good. You don't have to worry about salmonella, right? We can be thankful for that, right? Here's number four. The smoke alarm was due for a test anyway, right? So, all right. Number three. Instead of watching football on TV, take the bird outside and punt it, right? All right, that's a good one. Number two, you get to dessert quicker. That's always a good bonus, right? And the number one reason we can be thankful when our turkey gets burnt, you don't have to worry about 2 weeks of leftover turkey sandwiches, all right? Praise the Lord for that. Well, the peace that Jesus gives us is more than just looking on the bright side. It's more than just trying to have a good attitude. And here's kind of the central point of what I'm saying today. Christ's peace is connected to Christ's what? Presence. Can you say it with me? Christ's peace is connected to Christ's presence. Let me remind you of the words that the angel spoke to Mary. The angel said to Mary, "Fear not." And here's the reason why. Because you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. The angels told Joseph, don't be afraid. Why? Because the child that is conceived by Mary is Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. The angels told the shepherds, fear not. Why? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Over and over again, the message from heaven is that we can have peace because of the presence of Christ. And that peace is very different than the kind of peace that the world was used to at that time. Back in the first century, peace was connected to power, right? And Roman peace was a peace that was based upon the rule of the empire. And Rome would crush all of its enemies and then occupy them and force them to their type of peace. Remember when King Herod heard that Jesus the Messiah was born? He sent his soldiers to go and do what to all of the babies under the age of two? But remember? Kill them. That was power's answer to how to keep peace. Crush any and all resistance. My son JoJo, he got us an early Christmas present. He got us the Disney Plus channel. Oh, it's one of the best gifts my son's ever gotten me. So I've been watching all of the old Disney movies, but I've also been rewatching the Star Wars saga. And throughout this, the Empire, or the First Order, constantly talks of peace in Star Wars. Those of you who've seen it, go back and just think about how many times they talk about peace, but the peace that they offer is an oppressive, spirit-killing peace. It's a peace that's more closely aligned with the dark side than with good. It's a fake peace. It's an almost peace. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that true peace is not just the absence of tension. True peace is the presence of justice. I like that a lot, but can I take it a step further? True peace is the presence of Christ Jesus. The Word made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus says to his disciples, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. You heard me say I am going away, but I am coming back to you." One of the very last things that Jesus says to his disciples is, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth." It's almost Christmas, and a father asks his wife what they should get for their 3-year-old son for Christmas. The wife realizes that their 3-year-old is probably in the next room listening, so she says, "I think he wants an FIRE, T-R-U-C-K. Her husband says, oh, that's great. He'll love that. From the other side of the wall, they hear their three-year-old say, no, I won't. I don't want any dumb letters for Christmas. The greatest gift under the tree is not a present, but it's a P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, the presence of Christ. Amen.